it's the same thing as a fork, but.
If you're on Thank you. initially open school started off being a consulting shop. And people were saying, well, stop that, there's no reason to join you because that's basically the new York. So that's why open schools is a non-profit.
Changed over.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the idea changed over. It's taken a long time to get all these various.
A laptop in here, I'll get my laptop.
Oh, we can just get that mouse going, because it'll be the easiest.
I'm not sure. Try plugging this one into the laptop, because this is going to an input in front of the kiosk.
Yeah, should it work on here?
We should have no input at the moment.
I'll just flip that so I get on. Yeah, sure. Oh, I'm Bruce.
Bruce.
And as a member, if you put your resume in some kind of trivial search.
I'm just going to turn the wall lights off in case that. No, I think they're off already.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't quite know how to turn that one there off.
Right. So what we've got here is basically. So here's all the things he wants to say. There are all the skills he's done. But yeah, right. And then you can see individual engagements that are put in there. Okay. So to set a resume up in the skills base, basically what you do is you say, I had this job, and then I had this job, and then I had this job. And you say what skills you did on each individual job. And then the skills base will sort of work out how long you've done each individual thing.
We need to mark up the
definition. Right. Parts of it for how you do a resume, parts of it for all kinds of things. So here's basically my resume. Now, this stuff, these are all the skills that I've got over various times, and then I can come down and put in all these various engagements. You can see for each engagement and each skill, I can decide whether it's public or really well suited to technical people. We have some managers who are interested in, you had projects of this budget size, and they've described several situations like that. It's not like this at all. Okay, so we're going to include that because... Well, let's see. It's going to produce PDF documents. So, because it's XML, you can format it any way you like. So here, what happens is you can export your XML. So there's no lock-in. You can pull out your resume in its entirety completely, and you've got it. You've got the whole thing. Or if you've already got an HRXML resume, and some of our members had, then you can just, when someone, if you've done a job, you want to declare a skill. Like, for example, work. For the first 2 weeks of that skills in the skills tree, it's fair game. Anybody can edit it. So you can move it around, and there can be discussions and arguments on the list about where it belongs and whether it's appropriate it should be here and all that kind of stuff. But once 2 weeks is up, that edit button will go away, and only the system administrators can do that if you persuade them.
The number involved is just in the order of hundreds right now. So we're very, very small. But these...
Right now, actually.
That's right.
So it's usable now for 19.
Yeah. It's usable
if
now.
If I want a guy that is, you know, or something, a reasonable chance. Yeah.
Absolutely, yes. And the it's a chicken and egg thing. What we need to do now is actually go to either of
those engagements. That's not really the user experience.
That's right. These searches basically are cached. So if you take that link, and so in the situation where you get someone asking you about something and you can't help them, and frankly you're not interested in helping them because it's not your thing, you can just send whoever it is who's asking the link to the search and say, look here, find someone in here. And one could imagine that someone's going to do the same for you. But of course it does depend upon their being there. At the moment, no, it's the same for everybody. You can say, but really, I didn't use that much time. Or, one of the other things that people have said, so And again, there's the things that we can add, but right now the focus, the next stage is going to be adding in the things that let the searching get better. Okay, so we've still got this chicken and egg game. To make it useful for the people who are searching, we need more members. To make it useful for the members and the people in my membership management system and say, yeah, I'd like to join, so that's going to be that. This year we aren't official sponsors, and the organisers don't want advertising material for organisations that aren't sponsors, because of course